This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
First time I noticed it was at Seaport Social with Blackie, and I think it may have been the jingle All the Way 5K, but it's wild. Like, that song came out in the 90s, I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe
2005.
Okay. Same for me. Mm-hmm. A long time ago. Seems like it was yesterday. But now all
It's amazing how often you're wrong about everything with music that you profess to know. Yeah.
I'm not a savant. I am a Curtis. You are the you and Chime are the only savants.
Well, it's on only board. 5 years from the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
Five years removed.
Yeah. Yeah. It is crazy, though. Even Twitch Mitch was quoting it in the Twitch chat. Yeah. And he's very young. Yeah. So
Twitch Mitch joining us for the roadshow to the Cape this week. First time ever for him. Speaking of Twitch, you can watch this show every day on Twitch or on YouTube. And it is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. Go see them in Portsmouth, New Hampshire before Sunday, because Sunday is Father's Day. So you got to get Dad a nice timepiece or something special. And Springer's is the place to do it. Tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. They got the best deals, and they are the best people, and they listen to this show every single day. Couple follow-up text messages during the break. Courtney, you said that you compared me to Sly and the Family Stone.
Yes.
When it comes to the makeup of this radio program, you were corrected on text, and they said it's actually Greg and the Kidney Stone.
Nice.
Is the name. Would be the name of the band, so I'm okay with that.
Family Stone, great Christmas movie.
Oh, I agree, but some people hate it.
Really?
Yeah, they think it's too depressing. It's like, it's, you know, scandalous.
Oh,
it doesn't really get you in the Christmas spirit. I love
it. No, that's good. And then, is this accurate? I cannot dip once I get the wisdom tooth extracted next week?
Definitely not. While it's healing?
Yeah, you do not want to put something.
That's going to go directly. I mean, that already goes right into your bloodstream. That's going to go. You cannot do that.
What am I
going
to do?
Well, it's called breaking a habit.
All right. And what happens if it goes into his bloodstream?
Well, it already goes into his bloodstream.
But it's not really the bloodstream. You can't use a straw.
Okay.
You can't make your mouth. Otherwise, the stitches will not take care of it.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Rather Be Golfing says, "What a stupid question." Well, yeah, I ask a lot of stupid questions. Yeah.
Rather Be Golfing's on his sixth different name because he keeps getting kicked off, and he's such a loser that he keeps getting new ones, thinking he's funny. Imagine a grown person, and that's your life.
Yeah, I mean, boy, I don't know. The only time I ever really go without dipping is when I have the Noro.
Yeah, you can't do it because it's dry sockets. Curtis is right. It'll
blow
the stitches.
Dry sockets.
Dry sockets. Also,
and those are painful.
That's also what Jordan calls Friday Night with Bill.
Jeez.
Dry sockets.
What?
You know what I did the 24 hours after? I made myself a vodka with lemonade, And let me tell you, when you have open wounds, lemonade tastes great. What an idiot.
That's not good.
I am the dumbest man alive.
Not good.
Make sure you do it on a Friday, then.
What?
Whatever you haven't done in your mouth.
Why would I do it on a Friday?
Because then you get the weekend to recover.
I can't do it on a Friday. Oh. Like, we have a road show. So that's the problem.
So when are you
next,
doing?
I think it's next Tuesday or Wednesday. Then I'm going to have to recover and make what? When will I?
Everybody's different.
When can I do it?
I don't know, but everybody's different. It's some people, I know some people who have had burgers the same day as getting their wisdom teeth out. I did not have that experience.
Dr. Wu has been all over me about putting it off because it's put, the reason I have to have it out, it goes sideways and it's pushing on the molar. So the molar is now, that has to be yanked.
617-779-7937. Give us your wisdom tooth experience.
How long will Greg be down for?
So you're getting a molar out as well. Only one wisdom tooth or all four?
No. Just one.
Okay. It's not
as bad.
It's
just the one that's impacted or in the, is that what you call it? When it's in the wrong direction?
Yeah. And if it ruptures, then it's really bad.
Well,
then,
okay. Let's not talk about the what can go wrong.
I would not read the sheet of paper you have to sign right before because it basically says if I die, we won't sue.
Yeah.
Just dip on the other side then.
No.
If it's only on one side.
No sucking motion.
Oh, great point on the
well, that's
pause.
That's what it is. You can't suck.
Uh-huh. Maybe.
No straws. No.
Right. Are you a big straw drinker, though? Uh-huh. Are you a big straw drinker?
Yeah, his coffee every morning.
Oh, you use a straw? All
right. He has dinner through. All right.
No sucking motion.
Yeah, Santo got the shirt instead.
This is so much better than Marco Sturm talk, I can't tell you.
I didn't know you was a big straw guy.
No sucking motion.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see. Here's somebody suggesting I could just eat Chimes mashed potatoes for a week.
No, that might make it worse. Yeah.
Poor Lindsay. That's going to be a...
Well, it's her obligation to take care of me, so I would assume that she would do that.
That is her business card.
At least now you get the spare bedroom, so...
I guess you get all loopy when you get the wisdom tooth extraction drugs.
Maybe
I should do that pre-show or something.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. Can I get a quick plug in for a friend of the show who has decided to do something really nice for the Greg Hill Foundation? Casey Sherman, true crime author, is on the phone this morning. Hello, Casey.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Good morning from downtown Los Angeles.
Oh.
Uh-oh, be careful.
Are you burning something right now, or what are you doing?
No, not presently. I'm out here this week doing book signings and movie meetings, but helicopters are now, smell the smoke in the distance. But I did see them putting up the black bunting outside Capitol Records in honor of Sly Stone. So
okay,
I think you're covered there today.
Good. Now, you are returning to Boston at the Wilbur Theater with your stage show, which is called A Nightmare. And you have chosen to take all the proceeds and give them to the Greg Hill Foundation, which is awesome. And this is happening on Thursday, October 30th. And it's basically a live show from some of your best true crime stories. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, no, that's right, Greg. So basically, you know, I mean, as an investigative journalist and a true crime author, I've gotten myself into terrifying and pretty stupid situations over the past 25 years. So on October 30th, I'm bringing three of my most terrifying books to the stage, accompanied with a team of actors, including John Fiore from The Sopranos. And they're going to be acting out my true crime books, from Search for the Boston Strangler, to a book that I wrote about a deadly police shooting in rural New Hampshire, to a book that I recently wrote about called Helltown, which we talked about a couple of years ago, and that's about the hunt for a serial killer right where you're going this week in Wellfleet, Truro, E-Town. So it's a real kind of 4D true crime experience. It's a lot of fun the night before Halloween, getting you into the Halloween spirit, and all the proceeds are going to go directly to your foundation.
How do you get tickets for this?
You go right to the Wilbur Theater website, and it's called A Nightmare with Casey Sherman. Tickets start at $30, and I think there's a $50 meet and greet with myself, the cast, and possibly you, Greg, if you're there that night. So it's a great night at the theater. It's going to scare the living daylights out of everybody that's in the audience. Some great actors really playing out these roles. And just to show you how close I get to these cases, you know, I've held the skull of the Boston Strangler in my hands.
Really?
That's how close you get.
Wow.
And you're going to be real, you know, reliving these stories along with me on stage. And it's a great kind of terrifying night for true crime fans.
Awesome. Well, I'm assuming Courtney will be there because she is obsessed with true crime.
I
will be there. And I so appreciate you doing this and raising money for the foundation. And so I cannot wait for October 30th. And Casey, thank you for checking in.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Sounds really cool.
Yeah.
This is Teresa. Hello, Teresa.
We have full wisdom lines.
Teresa?
Hi.
What's up?
Nothing. So I have a wisdom tooth story. I had a wisdom tooth pulled that was bone impacted in 2003, and the right side of my tongue has been numb ever since it was sitting on a nerve. So,
also, Curtis is not serious when he says call with your medical stories.
2003.
617-779-7937. Can you top that?
22 years.
Damn.
Jeez.
How do you kiss?
I think it'll go. I'm sure it'll go fine.
Yeah. I trust Dr. Wu. Yeah.
I do too.
Yeah. You'll be good.
All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Red Sox dropped the first of their series with the Rays in extra innings. 10-8 was the final at Fenway. It was the day Sox fans had been waiting for. Roman Anthony got the call up where he went 0-for-4 with a strikeout, a walk, an RBI ground out, and a tough error in the top of the fifth. That all happened in 11 innings. Brian Baio got the start. He went 6 1/3, where he gave up 3 runs on 7 hits while striking out 4. Another one with the Rays tonight, 7-10 first pitch, with Lucas Giolito taking the mound.
Lucas Giolito.
I choose you! Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Last night, the Panthers took Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. 6-1 was the final, with our guy Brad Marsh and adding another goal to his resume. So Florida up 2-1. Game 4 is Thursday in Florida. The Pats kicked off mandatory minicamp yesterday. All reports about the offense were pretty good. Crisp, productive, those were the two big words. One more practice today. Since tomorrow's practice has been canceled. And that was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England, online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. We've got Hill Notes coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jones and Keefe coming up at 10, about a half an hour from now. This rain is depressing.
Yeah.
It's like we live in Seattle.
It's in another weekend, like another Saturday. Curtis said 13. This will be 13 in a row.
Yep.
Like zero outdoor weekend plans possible thanks to the rain. But let's open up the Window World of Boston weather window shine. Curtis, poke your bald head out and tell us what it's going to be like for the rest of the week.
Do you think if I put my head in the rain that hair would grow?
I don't know. Let's take some calls from those who have had hair transplants.
I was in the pool with James in Maine, and he's like, "Dad, why do you have hair on your chest and not your head?" I said, "It's been my biggest question of my life. I don't know. I'm sorry." 60 degrees in Boston. Cloudy, afternoon high of 70, going to be rain midday. Saturday, rainy in the mid-60s. P-Town, Thursday, we're going to be in, what's the town? Yarmouth for the Sea Dog Brewery.
Sea Dog Yarmouth for pregame at 7 p.m. Thursday.
Perfect weather. 70 degrees, sunny, going to be gorgeous. Friday at the Coma, 65 degrees, partly cloudy, very little breeze. Going to be a beautiful Friday the 13th. And then later that day at the Pearl, the Greg Hill Foundation Open Raw Bar event, 2 to 5, looks lovely.
Rock and Raw, 2 to 5. Tickets selling rapidly. But I think we can have 200 of you incredible Cape Cod people helping us raise money. So great band, Open Raw Bar. Tickets are only $50. Yeah. So please help our beneficiaries, including there is a sea captain on the Cape whose boat burned because the pier burned, and so he's unable to go out and make money for his family. So one of our beneficiaries for that event on Friday afternoon, Rock and Raw at the Pearl in Wellfleet. And you can get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. So go to windowworldofboston.com. This is Ryan from Holden. What's up, Ryan?
How you guys doing?
What's up?
Hey, so I got a story about the dentist that might make you a little queasy.
Love it.
Why do you do this?
It's one of my great choices in life. Ryan, let's get right to it. I want to hear the details of this wisdom extraction.
You have 5 seconds, Ryan.
So when I was in high school, I got hit in the side of the head with a baseball. It ended up breaking a couple of my teeth in the side of my jaw.
Oh.
So years later, I finally decided I needed to get them pulled out. The pain was finally getting too bad. So when I went to the dentist, the dentist started doing the extraction, and he put the Novocaine in my gums. And I told him, I said, "I can feel everything you're doing." 5 minutes later, he comes back, puts some more in there. I said, "I can still feel it." So he goes in without any warning and cuts the sides of both my jaws to make my mouth open wider. While he's in the middle, and this is no joke, while he's in the middle of pulling one of the teeth out,
his phone rings, and he answers the phone.
What?
Stops what he's doing. I look at the assistant, and I go, is this normal, what he's doing right now? And she's shaking her head, like, mortified that this is what's happening.
No. No.
Blood going down my cheek.
Okay, no. No. No.
Have you asked, are they going to put you out completely instead of just numbing you?
I don't think you can be out completely.
I was out completely.
You can.
Yeah.
Huh.
I was as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want that.
Why not?
It's
a quick countdown from 10. You're out cold in 5 seconds, and then you just wake up when it's all done.
Yeah, well, at your age,
might
though.
Want that.
That could be dangerous at my age.
Yeah.
Getting out of bed is dangerous at my age.
Puppy gates are dangerous at your age.
Right.
But if the Novocaine doesn't work, then you end up in that thing where you can feel it. You can feel the tugging, the pulling, the pressure. I feel bad for you.
Everything's dangerous at my age.
I wouldn't want to do it if I was you, brother. Can you not fight through the pain?
I mean, I can't chew on one side of my mouth.
Oh, well, then you're screwed.
And it's probably just not good to have it there.
Yeah. No, it can screw up your entire jaw. Yeah.
All right, let's get the Hill Notes. And they are brought to you today, as they always are, by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, get the best when you call Coleman.
It's electric!
Greg, you are such a hypocrite. You went after Courtney yesterday because she said lesser the fall, and you corrected her by saying it's called lessen the fall and laughed at her. Last week, when you said the country of Hungary when referring to Nazis and stuff, did Courtney correct you and say the country is called Hungary? No, she didn't. Shame on you. You should apologize to her now.
Courtney, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's not Hungary. It's Hungary. And so is Shime.
Yes.
Always and forever.
Hey, Donnie Sweeney. Brad Marchand calling again. Are you sure you went to Harvard?
I think he's going to win it.
Yeah.
Same.
I mean, things could change, but...
I hope they do, but...
Do you think he wins the Conn Smythe?
Imagine.
Oh, imagine that.
He's 4-1 right now. He's third in odds.
I might bet on that.
Couple more goals?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Welcome to the Greg Hill Dump Out, where if you've got V's, E's, or maybe that beautiful F-bomb, we're going to want you to dump out.
I mean, it was shocking. Wouldn't have been back in the AAF days, but I don't know how it went with some of my former colleagues here, Curtis, whether it was Glenn or Dale. I don't know if when they were out doing a show live, the ladies would be dumping them out or not. I don't know. But
Boob watch.
I just, it was out of the blue.
I thought you were going to say something about Glenn's boobs.
Was it
worth it, though? If it's going to be a dump out, doesn't it have to be worth it?
Yeah, it was worth it.
I'm confused why she did it. Because it's
I think
not,
it was a goodbye.
But she didn't have you sign them or anything?
No.
Yeah, that's.
No. I have.
Have you ever signed a pair of breasts?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Wow.
Interesting.
What was his name?
Huh? What was the scenario?
No, what was his name?
Oh. One time I was at Guns N' Roses. I don't think I should tell this story.
Yeah, now you have to.
Yep. Sign some.
You have to.
You already started.
A lot of dump outs there, I bet.
I don't know if I should tell
you
it.
You should.
Long, long time ago, I was at Guns N' Roses with Jonathan Kraft.
All right.
And he was telling me that he needed, I really need a guy who can run the construction of the new stadium. Do you know anybody? And I said, yeah, I could actually recommend my neighbor. And he said, why would you recommend him? And I said, the guy is, you know, he's up before me. He's home later than me, but whatever. So right in the middle of that conversation, doesn't a woman come over and say, hey, I listen to WAAF, dumps him out, and says, would you sign my boobs?
Wow.
And I said, sure. And then I continued on with the discussion.
Mm.
So don't I go, like, months later to the Ireland Fund dinner, a black tie affair, and I'm walking in, and I see Robert Kraft standing there with, like, Chad Gifford, the president of, Bank of America, all these guys and their wives. And the marvelous Myra Kraft was right there. And so I walked toward them. Robert Kraft said, Greg, come over here. We owe Greg an incredible debt of gratitude. Without Greg, there would be no Gillette Stadium.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
I said, Robert, thank you. Appreciate that. He said, tell them the story. And I said, but when you were at the game with Jonathan. And I said, okay, well, Jonathan and I were at Guns N' Roses, and he asked me if, you know, if I knew anybody. And right in the middle of him asking me, this woman came over, took her boobs out, and asked me to sign them. And everybody in the circle was like, oh, my God, what? Disgusting. And he said, no, 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 not that story. A story about your friend who knew who's a construction guy.
Oh, you thought it was the dump out story.
Want to get away?
I mean, I thought, don't you think people always want the dump out story?
That's what I was thinking.
The backstory on
that. Yeah, I would want the dump out
story. Maybe not at a black tie affair.
Not at a black tie event.
But maybe.
And I don't think the one you had was a backstory. It was more about the front.
I thought the way the story was going, I thought one of the people that he was going to introduce you to
had dumped him out?
It was the wife who dumped him out.
I was in the same boat as you, Wiggy.
I was like, all right. Yeah, no one cares about your name.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, no one cares about your
name. I always feel like there's not a bad location for a dump out story.
Well, what, can you rank?
I mean, if you have them and you have quite a few, then...
What was the better rack, the Guns N' Roses or the Cowbell?
It was a long time ago, and no disrespect to anybody in Twitch, but the Twitch ones were... They were real, and they were... They were stupendous.
Is that like a rite of passage for women, the dump out?
I have never dumped them out.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Courtney.
No, in a public place? No.
No, at a party or something like that?
No, I've never dumped them out.
You never been to New Orleans, Mardi Gras?
Well, I mean, you literally dumped them out on Instagram one time.
They were already out. There was no dumping.
That was an accidental dump out.
You literally dumped them out on Instagram. You did kind of.
No, dumping them out.
You deleted the story, if I remember correctly, because they were so out.
Well, Zuckerberg did.
I did. Yes. The act of dumping is a verb. I didn't do that.
It was an
accident.
They were
already out.
Oh, they fell.
Yeah, no, they were out. They were. I was new. But no, I've been to New Orleans, never to Mardi Gras. Right. That would probably be the only place I'd do it.
I thought that was like the Flash was the rite of passage for the whether it was a concert, wherever it was.
Yeah, like maybe I've done it with like my girlfriends, you know, going skinny dipping, but.
Oh,
it doesn't really count.
I don't think that counts.
I hope so.
I feel like there has to be a man present for it to actually, you know, count as a legit dump out.
All right.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the Costco, Costco, yeah. I got a flat tire on the VFW Parkway. Looking for a bulk shopping getaway. The toilet paper ain't cut. Today. I like Shine better when he was big as a whale. Now we're heading on down to the fantastic place where we can shop together.
Wow.
I love him.
That guy's
so good. The creativity is impressive.
That is good.
We met Shime Stinks the other day in Maine. We need to meet the Jackson guy at a road show.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? Maybe the dive.
That'd
maybe July 3rd at the dive on Winnipesaukee would be the place.
How many people are jumping into Winnipesaukee at the conclusion of the show?
I bet a lot.
Of us.
How many dump outs may there be at the dive
in
Winnipesaukee?
If we're going to have dump outs at the road show, it will be there.
It will be at the dive?
Yes, or Bernie's. Because I wouldn't be surprised if OG dump out from the other night is at Bernie's. I believe that crew is coming.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
All right.
So yesterday, during Hill Notes, Courtney left us with this gem. People using Ozempic have reported seeing a larger size in their penis. What she didn't mention was... she went out immediately and ordered a case for Santo. Love you, Courtney.
That's not nice. Santo's perfectly well endowed.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Like Harvard.
Yeah.
So Shime Stinks. Curtis is a numbnuts. Coco is a hypochondriac. Wiggy can't read a gas gauge. And Greg is a hoarder. But I wouldn't have it any other way. You are the best in Boston, and we love you for it. Can't wait to meet each and every one of you at the next road show. Oh, and by the way, I think Jackson is the Massachusetts serial killer. Have a great day.
Possible.
You never know.
Possible.
I would be dead if that
it's
was
the ones you least expect.
I'm working on my hoarding tendencies, trying to get rid of stuff. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
You got to work on that. It's never a good thing.
No.
Yeah, you don't want to be a hoarder.
I think I also accidentally clicked on a phishing email last night.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Was it a Groupon?
No, I'm a little concerned about my identity and things because it came from the Fly Bermuda people.
Okay.
And we were just there, and it said, would you mind filling out a survey?
Oh, which God.
Good morning, my neighbors!
Which I did, and then when I went to the thing, there was nothing there. And then the lady whose email it was, like the PR lady, sent out an email later and said, by the way, there's some fishing going on.
Oh, no.
A little late when I've already been fished.
Yeah, unfortunately, you are screwed with that one.
I know. So now I have to change like all my passwords and everything else.
It was Wells Fargo. They were asking for my full social.
I
gave it.
I didn't give anything up. But I think I did some reading on it. And if you even click on the link, you have been fished.
Oh, okay.
Remember that happened to you? You had your whole bank account stolen.
Yeah, but
that was at the Beachcomber.
Yeah, it wasn't the email, though. Yeah. They got me through the phone call.
Oh,
yeah. So be careful. That's why I don't answer my call.
Was it from Nigeria?
I don't answer no calls, no more.
Oh, really? No phone calls.
No, I think it was just like, you know, maybe from somewhere in Ohio. They got me good. I don't answer no calls if I don't know the number. And I don't like barely check my emails anyway. So
that was a year ago this week.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah, we were at Woodshed.
Scams.
Yeah.
I mean,
there was nothing. I was in a conversation with Wiki, and he immediately looked at his phone, and then he went running out to the bank.
If it was up to me, scammers would be getting death penalties. But
really?
Yeah, all day.
You feel that strongly about?
Yeah,
it.
The number one thing I hate more than anything is thieves.
Mm. Yeah,
I hate people who steal.
Yeah.
You know.
Chime, I love you, and I support you. However, you want to keep on correcting people for their grammar, referring to the centipede or the silverfish. It's actually called antennae, not antenna.
Yeah, I'm good point.
I'm aware. I was just trying to describe what it had on it, so it did, in fact, have an antenna. And so I was just pointing that out. That's all. Mm-hmm. But thank you.
Coco, darling. Oh, it's Trivial Mercy Love. Oh, I missed you in Oob, darling. I was just down east with the ladies at a posh wine tasting in Baraba, dear. But the weather was dreadful, darling. It would have been all worth it to see Gregory Hill so debonair in a soaking wet t-shirt, erect nipples dancing with every giggle. Oh, darling, we simply must meet up for a drink when you break out of your cannabis-infused haze, darling. DM you, my love.
Oh, that's Courtney's friend.
Yeah. Yes.
It's your BFF, right?
Her bougie friend.
Yeah.
Yes. Very bougie.
Hey, Greg, you know how you bust Wiggy's balls about sucking up to Red Sox management because they gave him a t-shirt? Well, Guy, I hate to bring this up, but you might want to look in the mirror when you're talking about the Karen Reed case, Guy. Have a good day.
They have t-shirts. I didn't get any merch.
They got free Karen Reed.
You got a dinner.
Yes.
Yeah, I paid for it, though, I think. It was kind of a bring-your-own thing, the dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a, what do they call that?
A potluck.
Potluck.
Oh. Yes.
Well,
yeah.
You got home safely.
I told you.
Nobody invites me to potluck.
Somebody should send you. They have like the free Karen Reeds out there. So get you one of those.
I'm waiting for the jury's verdict.
Right.
I'm undecided.
Very impartial.
I'm undecided on this case.
You're acting like when I say the other thing, it's like I took the last slice.
I don't like it when you go at Karen Reed on the radio. It makes me scared.
Nothing like hearing Chris Curtis just ramble and stop talking over the musical genius of Sly Stone. Oh, wait, is it Sly Stallone? I'm sorry. Anyway, that stunk, but it doesn't stink as much as Shime.
Poor Curtis thought that Sylvester Stallone had passed away yesterday. It was very sad for him.
I literally went down a really dark rabbit hole. I was like, oh, that guy was amazing.
But the guy looks like he could live forever.
Yeah.
Stallone?
He's Rocky Balboa. Of course he can.
I mean, how old is he? He's got to be in his upper 70s.
I think, yeah.
He doesn't look it, though.
No. He's got a great show on called The Tulsa King.
He's 78.
Do you like that show?
Yes.
People recommend that to me.
Yeah. Pretty good.
He's filming season 3 now, and then I guess there's going to be a spinoff of The Tulsa King, which this should be really good, with Sam Jackson.
I think we're going to have somebody on from that show this week, the actor Neil McDonough. Do you know him?
Hold on.
Local guy. He was like in Eight Men Out. Excellent actor.
Oh, yeah.
He's on that show,
yep,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Wants to promote it.
Oh, this is a I didn't realize he was local.
Yes.
Oh, he's also in one of my favorite TV shows.
Oh, damn.
What? This guy's the best. He was also in Walking Tall with The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get him on Friday for the road show.
Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't know Cal was from here.
From Dorchester, it says.
Yeah, he plays like one of the wealthy oil rig cowboys that try to get into the drug space.
Yes.
Then he has some
issues.
Not
happy with Stallone.
Well, he wasn't really happy with Stallone's character, but then it was this Asian guy was working for him, which was kind of like a Yakuza thing.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't happy in that. It's a great show.
Greg, well,
he's a pretty big star.
Yes.
You'll love this, yeah. Greg. He plays Damian Dark in the CW television show Arrow, based on the Green Arrow.
Okay. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, that's a guy who probably gets a lot of dump outs.
Wow. I appreciate the enthusiasm, but Woodstock was in 1969 there, sweetie.
Sorry. What did I say? 67, 69, whatever it was. I was 3 years old.
Yeah. You just got to play small ball, man. You just got to play small ball, you know? Toes in the grass.
You're such a boob, Wiggy. Enough with the baseball takes.
It is small ball. You got to play it. Got to score runs. If I was the manager, I would be super aggressive. I would be having guys that had speed. They'd be stealing second and third. I'd be playing small ball. I know you don't like to hear it, but guess what? Trevor Story and Breslow said they probably need to start doing a little bit more small ball.
Yeah. Well, they got to hang in there until they get Bregman back. So you got to win this series, and you'll have a chance to at least get halfway there tonight with a win. All right. Also, Neil McDonough in Yellowstone, your favorite television show.
Okay, that was the other one. I was like, I've seen him in another one where he's wearing, you know, like a cowboy hat.
He's like the ultimate villain. He's like, it seems like every
actor.
Yeah, everything he's in, he plays the perfect villain. I didn't know he was a local guy.
Great character actor in Band of Brothers as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you watch that at all, which you should. All right. Great Hill Notes today brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's electric!
Twitch chat has been wild this week.
Nuts.
And I love it. You can watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube. Same with Jones and Keith coming up momentarily. And this show and this radio station on Twitch presented by Springer's Jewelers. Go see them before Sunday in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, because Sunday is Dad's Day. And he's been there for you since the very beginning. And so get him something nice, maybe a timepiece. Give Dad the gift of time, and you'll get a great deal, probably the best deal that there is at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Okay. What's the matter?
People are going crazy.
What do you mean they're going crazy?
I just got asked by Matt from Lulenburg if the Twins would be willing to do a twin dump out at the road show at Bernie's.
Who are the twins?
My mom and Aunt Kathy.
Oh my Lord, that is over the line, these
I
people.
I said no, they will
no,
not.
Of course not. Are they coming to the what road shows?
Bernie's.
Okay, Bernie's.
Yeah, right. Big family presence at Bernie's.
So Matt and Lou, where is it? Lou, where is
Lulenburg.
It from? Lulenburg. He's got to go to Florida for that.
They don't do it there either.
You know they dump out in Florida.
No, they do
come
not.
On.
They do
they
not.
They want to get those things
there
out.
There is no chance my mom's
they,
dumping
they
them
They want to get those things yep. tanned up.
The Coxes have a place in Nipples. Yes. I mean Naples.
Yeah. Come on. You want to get them things tanned up?
No.
Definitely dumping out in Florida.
All right. Okay.
Well, that's what they
well,
do, though.
We got to go.
Yeah. Waiting for the fences.
Who's they? What do you mean that's what they do?
That's what a lot of white women do. They want to tan the whole body.
Oh. That's WPS?
No, I mean, but, you know,
well,
the they want to...
The dump out isn't WPS.
No, 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 but if they want to if oh. they want to tan
yeah.
the chesticles,
yeah.
they have to
go
topless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand.
I mean,
all
right.
All right.
On that note, I think we should go.
Yeah. We got a lot accomplished.
We are. Yes, we did. You could talk with Jones and Keith next about Roman Anthony, his debut with the Boston Red Sox last night. About that Stanley Cup victory or like game victory for your Florida Panthers and more. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening.
Now the time has come for leaving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.